Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. We appreciate you tuning in. We're going to be looking once again today on this Thursday at the Passover, and we've been dealing with the Passover for this past week, and we've looked at several different things and several different aspects of the Passover. We looked at, first of all, at the specifics of the Passover. We looked at the seasoning of the Passover. We've looked at the sentencing of the Passover, and today we're going to close out on the sending of the Passover. Friend, those Israelites, they had to get ready for the journey. They had to get ready to go. They were getting ready to leave Egypt, amen, and they were going on a journey. And I tell you, we're going on a journey too, friend. We're going to go to a place, amen, where we'll never grow old. We're going to go to a place where there'll not be another enemy. We're going to go to a place, amen, where there's going to be bliss and joy for all of eternity. And I'm excited about that, amen. And so we're going to go to the message here from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. Hope it's a blessing to you. If you'd like to give us a phone call, our church number is 828-684-1279. Once again, that number is 828-684-1279. Love to hear from you, and I hope you have a wonderful day today. Hope this is a blessing to you as you listen.
And ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Now this speaks of our leaving, amen. The journey. It speaks of the crossing. Now notice how that they were supposed to eat the Passover. Number one, they were supposed to do it with their loins girded. Y'all know the old long robes there, the old Eastern attire. They had the men and the women, they'd wear robes in that day, and they were to gird themselves. And that girding, that middle section girding would help them to do this. If it was loose attire, they'd trip on their garments. But if they'd gird themselves, they'd get it tightened up, it'd be ready for the journey. Now listen to that girding. That girding will help you to keep from tripping on your feet. It'll help you to be ready to go. I'm going to say this. Y'all need to tighten some things up, amen. In your Christian life, there's some things that need to be tightened up, amen, ready for the journey. Not only that, but look here. They showed shoes on your feet. Shoes on your feet. This speaks of the preparation of our walk. The preparation of your walk. We get ready to go on a journey. It's time to get some shoes on the feet and get prepared to walk, because we're getting ready to move. Preparation for the walk. Listen, think of those shoes for just a moment. This night they were commanded to do some things that was going to last them a very long time. And we know what's going to happen. They're going to flee Egypt. They're going to cross the Red Sea. They're going to go into the wilderness. And they're going to stay for 40 years. Y'all, amen? Am I right? Now listen, Deuteronomy chapter number 8, verse 4 says, "And the raiment, the clothes which you put on, wax not old upon thee. Neither did thy foot swell these 40 years." How about that? Deuteronomy 29 and 5 says, Moses, in his last days, he said this, right? He says, "And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxing old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxing old upon thy foot." For 40 years, they walked with these same shoes. With 40 years, they walked with the same attire. You say, "Preacher, I bet it looked all ratty." The Bible said that it waxed not old. It was like it was the first day they'd ever put it on, friend. You say, "What's that talking about, preacher?" I'm talking about girding yourself in some things of the glory, things of God. Amen. I'm talking about putting some shoes of the preparation of the gospel on, according to Ephesians chapter number 6. If you'll prepare yourself for the gospel, the presentation of the gospel, to walk on for Jesus, you'll not get old either, friend. The promises that God makes, He'll grow it with you. And things will be there, friend. You say, "Preacher, I don't know if He's coming." I'm going to tell you, He is. I want you to remember back with me just a little bit about, y'all remember, the prodigal son. He got down there in the world, didn't he? Took all that his father had given him. He went down there and the Bible said he wasted on righteous living. Wasted all them things. And then the Bible said down there, he cut into himself. He said, "Boy, I ain't got to be a... I'd be better off to go back to my father's house and be a hired servant. Y'all know the story, right? When he gets back before the father, you know what the father, first thing the father does? He goes up there and he lays his arms around the neck of his son and kisses him and says, "Oh, son, it sure is good to have you home." Next thing he does, he puts a robe around his back. You say, "Preacher, what are you talking about? He's a clothing him. Hey, he's no longer that one that was wavering. He's no longer that one that's astray. He's clothing him in that of righteousness. He's girding him, if you will. Then he puts shoes on his feet, hallelujah. Then he puts a ring upon his finger. Hey, what's he talking about? I'm talking about this. I'm talking about if you just do it God's way, there'll be some blessings that come that you'll never, ever forget. God's been good." Then he talks about this staff. This staff. He said, "Staff in your hand." I'm going to use a staff, hallelujah. A staff in your hand. He's got the clothes on. He's got the shoes on. But then he says, "Put that staff in your hand." You say, "Why, preacher?" Because he knows on the journey. In the journey of life, there's going to be some times where, man, you get feeble. There's going to be some times when you get weary. Hello! There's going to be some times when you don't know what to do. And what are you going to do for it? You're going to have to lean on that staff, amen. You're going to have to trust that staff for stability. You're going to have to trust that staff in the hard times. The Bible said over in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still. He restores my soul." He talks about this right here. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Hallelujah. You say, "Preacher, what are you talking about?" I'm talking about that staff being a representation of the Holy Ghost of God. You can't see him on the inside, but he's there to lean on in the times of trouble, in the times of need. Jesus said this, "He's my comfort." Hallelujah. "He's my comforter." I got a staff friend to help me along the journey. I see that staff as something to lean on. I see that staff as something to stand with. But I also see that staff as a staff of protection. Hallelujah. When the devil comes to your house, send the staff to the door. Amen. Send the staff to the door. Y'all with me this morning? Y'all trying to handle things yourself? You better send the Holy Ghost that way. Amen. You let the Holy Ghost take care of them things for you. Amen. You'll be fine on the journey. Children of Israel went through some hard times. It's not a Passover. Guess what? You think it was hard for the Israelites. What about man Pharaoh's family? It's monumental. They never recovered. Egypt never recovered. Y'all want to go with the world? Go ahead. But I'm going to tell you something. It'll be monumental for your life. If you just do it God's way, you'll get the blood on the outside. You'll get the blood internally. Or the lamb internally. I'm going to tell you something. You'll get more than that, friend. You'll get a friend for the journey that'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Then the last section, and then we're gone. "Ye shall eat it with haste." What's that mean, preacher? That means you better eat it, and at a moment's notice, be ready to go. All these things that we talked about this morning, all these things point to one thing. The unexpected, suspected arrival of the death angel. What are you talking about, preacher? They knew that death was going to pass through the land, but they just didn't know when. It reminds me this morning, I know that the Lord's coming. I expect his coming, but I do know it's unexpected in its timing. Amen. I don't know the exact moment. I don't know the exact second. I don't know the exact hour that the Lord's coming, but I do know that he is coming. He'll come like a thief in the night. Then we get on fire in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. The Bible said, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We should not all sleep." In other words, we ain't all going to die. We shall all be changed. In the moment, and in the twinkling of an eye, the last trump, when the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised incorruptible. We get on down over in the book of Thessalonians, and the Bible said this, ye which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet them in the air, and so shall you ever be with the Lord. Amen. Listen, we're going to go be with him one of these days. But the Lord ain't coming for just everybody. Y'all listening to me? He's only coming for those that are born again, just as death passed through the land of Egypt. I'm going to tell you something. There was thousands that died that night. Death ravished through the land of those that had the blood. Came out of there. Listen, they came out of Egypt. They came all the way through the... Listen, they crossed the Red Sea. Through the Red Sea, friend, to the other side with an army approaching. God saved them and brought them securely to the other side. And one of these days, he is coming. And when he does come, there's judgment day coming. Amen. We're about to embark on the greatest journey that the church has ever seen. Y'all listen to me this morning. We're up. Woo! We're about to embark on the greatest journey that the church has ever seen, friend. We're going to move one of these days. We're going to move from this world to yon country. But I'm going to tell you right now, after all that the Lamb's done for you to have provision, after all the Lamb's done for you to have your sins forgiven, after all that God Almighty has done so that you can make sure that you had your sins taken care of, and you stand there and not receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's a dangerous thing to know. Listen, you're not going to go into this thing not knowing. You're going to go into this thing knowing what you need to do, but not doing it. That's scary. Friend, if you'll take a move, if you'll take a step, and you'll start doing just a little bit of what the Bible said to do, you'll not become one of those men that is judicially bound by judgment. You'll become one of those that's been judicially free because of the Lamb and what Christ did for you. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Maybe there's somebody in the house who needs to come and pray. If you need to be saved this morning, listen to me. The altar is open. You can be saved right there where you're at by crying out and asking God under Holy Ghost conviction to forgive you of your sins and ask Christ to be your personal Savior, calling upon him to be your Lord and Savior. The Bible said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Maybe you need to do that this morning. Father, we come to the throne of grace. We do thank you for the Passover and the direct picture that it is of Calvary. God, I thank you for all that you do for us, God. I thank you for this great church. God, I pray that there be somebody here or watching by the way of the internet, God, that they'd be saved by the grace of God and we'd hear about it, Lord. How we do love you. Thank you for all that you do for us. You've been so good to us. I pray that you'd save a soul as close as hell this morning, God. Maybe somebody get right with you, God. We do thank you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.